The Defense Threat Reduction Agency is beefing up its nuclear support mission to meet the expectations of DOD's 2014 Nuclear Enterprise Review. A new nuke-focused directorate will tackle oversight, investment, personnel, and training as recommended in the review. The directorate was announced last week at a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing by Agency Director Kenneth Myers. It will be fully operational in just a few days. Myers told Federal News Radio's Lauren Larson why a nuclear directorate was needed.
The Defense Threat Reduction Agency is a defense agency as well as a combat support agency. And we've been supporting the nuclear deterrent for many, many years. Our roots go back to the Manhattan Project. So this is a mission that we've had and we continue to have. And last year, when the Secretary ordered internal and independent reviews, DOD's nuclear establishment, these reviews really focus on the thousands of military and civilian personnel at all levels of the nuclear enterprise. And here at DITRA, we established a Nuclear Enterprise Support Directorate, or our J-10, to elevate and double the focus on our nuclear support efforts. Now, we provide nuclear expertise in everything from nuclear weapons effects, nuclear security, and nuclear surety. We help keep track of our nuclear stockpile, and we provide oversight of the inspections of all of our nuclear sites. And we are constantly looking at the threats that our critical nuclear infrastructure faces and how to confront these threats. Now, in addition, we provide training, equipment, and advice to our combat forces on detection of radiological and nuclear material. We also provide training in nuclear weapon accident and incident response procedures. We even have a Defense Nuclear Weapons School, which is the only DOD school with courses for the U.S. nuclear community on the National Nuclear Stockpile and the Nuclear Weapons Program. So one of our J-10's first priorities will be to improve and streamline our nuclear surety inspection activities as recommended under the internal and independent reviews of the DOD nuclear establishment.
And how will the accountability or the chain of command structure change with this new directorate?
Well, the directorate will be led by a one-star Air Force general officer and supported by a team of over 350 civilian, military, and contractors with an incredible amount of expertise in the nuclear enterprise. But by elevating this element of our work to the directorate level, it just ensures that that general officer is involved in every single discussion, budgetary, strategic work that we do here on a daily basis.
Why do we need to look at this from an enterprise-wide perspective?
Well, one of the findings of the internal and independent reviews that the Secretary of Defense ordered was the need to elevate the importance and the time, effort, and leadership that we put into our nuclear deterrent. And by establishing our J-10 as a separate directorate here at the Defense Threat Reduction Agency, led by a one-star Air Force general, we ensure that all of the skills and expertise here at DITRA and the STRATCOM Center are being brought to bear to support the nuclear deterrent.
Can you give me an idea of the timeline for standing up the directorate?
Yes, we expect that it will reach full operational capacity on the 1st of May, 2015, when all required operational and administrative processes are in place. And I'm very, very proud of the men and women who are making this stand-up seem absolutely effortless and transparent to all of our customers.
What have been the biggest hurdles so far?
I would have to say that there hasn't been one hurdle per se. I think whenever you change an organization, there's a little bit of work that needs to be done to ensure that you provide all the necessary information. You change the computer addresses, you change the telephone numbers. But our folks have enjoyed a very robust relationship with all the nuclear-focused defense and civilian agencies, whether that be the national labs, the National Nuclear Security Administration, the Air Force Nuclear Weapons Centers. We are continuously looking and seeking ways to collaborate in areas of mutual benefit, and we will continue to foster and improve those relationships to meet any new and emerging challenges in the nuclear mission area.
How are the changes immediately affecting the workforce?
I believe that the men and women who are involved in our J-10 and Nuclear Support Directorate continue to do their work as they have for the last 50 years in direct support of our nuclear deterrent. I think what's happening is by having Air Force General Officer in their lead and at the table with myself and our senior leaders on a daily basis working through all the issues that they're dealing with, it just continues to elevate the importance and the value we place on this mission area. The men and women who continue to do a phenomenal job, as they always have, and I know they will continue to do so.
How will the directorate collaborate with other defense and civilian agencies?
Well, they have a very strong relationship, as I mentioned, with all of the national labs, the National Nuclear Security Administration, the Air Force Nuclear Weapons Centers. And obviously, we're continuing to look for ways to collaborate closer, to improve our cooperation, the efficiency, the expediency that we're able to do our mission. And I think we'll continue to look for ways to improve that. I'm confident that the men and women here at the Defense Threat Reduction Agency will continue to do just a phenomenal job in supporting the nuclear deterrent, because it's been made very, very clear, not only by the panels that reviewed the enterprise, but by the secretary himself, how high a priority this is for the department.
And so what still needs to be done?
Well, a lot of it is dotting I's and crossing T's. We are putting the operational and administrative processes in place. You know, we're almost 2 weeks out from reaching full operational capacity. So we're just wrapping up those final details. And then our nuclear support directorate will be fully operational and continue to do the great work they do every single day.
Can you give me an idea of the funding that the directorate will receive?
Yeah, the director is currently budgeted for about $66 million in fiscal year 2015. We believe this is money very well spent, given the critical nature of the nuclear mission and the incredible work that the men and women of the directorate do.
And then just going forward, what are the biggest challenges that this directorate has been set up to take on?
As a defense agency, we are here to support the military services, the combatant commands, and the Department of Defense. And we provide nuclear expertise in a number of different areas, including nuclear weapons effects, nuclear security and nuclear surety. We help keep track of the nuclear stockpile, and we provide oversight of the inspections of our nuclear sites and units. And we are obviously constantly looking at ways to do all of this work better, more efficiently, and ensure that our nuclear deterrent has all the skills and support they need to do their incredibly important job.
Has there been any effort to improve training, certification, that sort of thing yet?
You mean for the nuclear units and the services?
Yes.
Yes, well, that's an ongoing process. And obviously, we learned an awful lot from the internal and independent reviews that the Secretary of Defense ordered. There were some very important recommendations that were put forward that we have already adopted and put into the work that we're doing. And we're just going to continue to learn and understand the needs of the services and the combatant commands and provide those skills and effort necessary to let them continue to do their important job.
What were some of the most important things that came out of that review, in your opinion?
Well, I think the most important, in my opinion, was the need to elevate the import of the nuclear deterrent mission and the leadership of the units and the organizations involved in that mission. A number of different organizations in the Department of Defense elevated the rank of the individuals in charge of the organizations and unit. And we did something similar, obviously, here at the Defense Threat Reduction Agency by elevating the leadership of our nuclear support to a directorate level, to a joint directorate, to ensure that it continued to get the attention that it deserves, given the criticality it has in U.S. national security.